Again to the Fuchs Brewers for hosting. We took quite a hiatus. It was 4 or 5, 6 weeks, a long time. But we're back on now. And we are up to the next tzaddik in line, the Rabbi Elimelech, Rabbi Melech, Milizhinsk, Noam Elimelech. So we discussed the past times of starting off the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov who really started all Chassidus. And to his Talmud Muvak, told the Yaakov Yosef, who he said, although told the Yaakov Yosef, wrote to all the different notes and shirim and drashas of the Baal Shem Tov. He was not one who carried on. He did not have a following. It was the Magui Medrash who we discussed, who did have the following, who had many, many Talmidim thereafter. So if you're just looking at this chart I have, I'm not sure if you guys bought this chart. We had the Baal Shem Tov here. We had the Magui Medrash, and now we're up to the Noam Elimelech Milizhinsk. That's what we're up to right now, Rabbi Elimelech Milizhinsk. And he was really, although Baal Shem Tov started Chassidus, Noam Elimelech, he had created many, he built many Rebbes who went off to create dynasties within Chassidus. Among them that they list here is Rav David Milelov, Rav Yaakov Yitzchak, which is the Chozer Milublin, Rav Menachem Mendel Mirimanov, the Magen Mikoshnitz, and many, many others who learned under the, again, Noam Elimelech to continue and really start and then continue many great dynasties in Chassidus. Anyone know who Rabbi Elimelech's brother, who he was? Rav Zusha, right. So Rav Zusha was his, those who are tonight at the door of the door, Weinberger mentioned that. Rav Zusha was his brother. Rav Zusha was an interesting character. There's stories about him, very funny stories about him, strange stories about him. So one story I came across, just to really describe Rav Zusha's life, even though we're talking about the Noam Elimelech for now. There was one occasion, Rabbi Elimelech and Rabbi Zusha were traveling and they stopped off at an inn. And each night, the non-Jewish peasants would enter the room and beat the one who lay nearest the fire. It wasn't enough, there's only one bed. So one of them slept in the bed and one of them slept down by the heat, by the fire on the floor. And Rabbi Zusha was always the one who was on the floor near the fire. So he's always getting hit every night. The peasants came in, took advantage of the Jews. And Rabbi Elimelech slept very nicely in the bed. So one night, Rabbi Elimelech felt very bad that his brother was always on the floor getting beaten. So he said, you know, tonight, let's change places so that he could take the beatings, Rabbi Elimelech will take the beatings instead of his brother, Rabbi Zusha. So fine, that was the agreement they had made. And then that night, those peasants came in and they began to make fun of the Jews. And they said, you know what, this time, one of them said, the guy by the fire takes a beating all the time. So let's hit the guy in the bed this time. So this was in essence of Zusha, that was his mazel he had.
Who was older?
I'm not sure. So now, Rabbi Elimelech had two svarim. We have Noam Elimelech, and was written by his son, Rabbi Eliezer. And then there's a tzetel katan, which is a small note, which has 17 points of what does it mean to be a good yid. They have that. Rabbi Ari Kaplan has a translation of all these 17 points. Those who have not seen it, I'm not sure. Maybe next week we'll go through it. Maybe we'll move to the next topic. I'm not sure just yet. Now, there's not much we know about Noam Elimelech. His sefer is very small. The stories are very minimal. He was born in, I didn't write it down here. I have in the 17, I think 1720 or so, he died 1790, around then. Oh, here we go. Yeah, 1717 to 1787 was his lifespan. It happens to be his Yahrtzeit. It's an Adar, it's Chaf Aleph Adar. So, of course, we're in Chodesh Adar right now. So, we're 3 weeks away from his Yahrzeit. So, I just copied a couple of stories that are found about him if you look inside now. So, this first piece, that's, the page numbers are on the inside column, interestingly, the bottom left. Tuf Reish Chaf Aleph. Let's do that star, the Dear Maschil Shemati. Shemati Ma'isa Shahaya Eitzel Admar of Akadosh Rebbe Elimelech Zatal Milizhinsk. Shahaya B'yamav Ish Echad Oved Hashem. During the Noam Elimelech's time, there was an individual who was very committed to Yiddishkeit. Shahaya Yoshev B'chedro Chaf B'Shanim. He sat in his room for 22 years learning. U'misugar Al Torah. He was very much engrossed in learning. Vavoda. He didn't leave for 22 years. He learned in a room locked up. He perceived himself as a great person who was whole, who was able to separate from the worldly things. Amar, he said, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he thought, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to see the way of the land, how people are acting. I didn't see anything. I've been away for so long. He walks out. V'shama rash gadol. Here's a big noise. Ki anashim lemeos nosim. There were hundreds of men who were traveling laharav hakadosh Rav Elimelech Zatzal milajinsk. They were following. They're chasing after the Noam Elimelech. V'spalei ma'od. He was very much in great wonder. Ma'hei maroim eta harav hakadosh milajinsk. What do they see that was so special in the Noam Elimelech? Sheheim aratzim kol kach elav. That they're chasing him down. Lama lo ba elai. He said to himself, why are they not coming to me? Hello, ani lo ra'isis ein haris chav beishanim. I didn't look at the land for 22 years. I'm so holy. V'yashavti v'chedre kozman sagur. I sat in a closed room for 22 years, separate from the world. U'mesugra la Torah v'avoda. I was learning, engrossed in Torah v'avoda. L'chein huskam v'daito l'nsor l'rav hakadosh. She wanted to figure out what's so special about this guy that they're chasing the Noam Elimelech and not chasing me. So l'chein huskam v'daito he took upon himself l'nsol ha'rav ha'kadosh milizinsk zetzal u'liros be'ina mativo she'rav ha'kadosh milizinsk. Let me understand who this guy is. V'nasol ha'lizinsk, he went there l'rav ha'kadosh zetzal al yom machronim shel chag ha'sukkah. So it was the last days of Sukkot. It was Leil Hoshana Rabba. Ha'yom minhagol she'rav ha'kadosh zetzal lomar mishnah Torah b'yachad im ha'chasidim. The chasidim do this. They read the whole mishnah Torah Leil Hoshana Rabba. The man mentioned it earlier. He read along with them the Mishnah Torah. We got to the pasuk in Parshas Ekev. The pasuk says, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu ask of you other than Yira? All you need is something so small, just Yira Shemayim, that's it. When he said those words, Hischil harav HaKadosh Yetzal litzok, he started to scream. La Chasidim b'kol gadol. He started to yell with a very powerful, strong voice. Efshar atem sovrim shayira. I'm going to need some help here. Is it b'zam? How do you pronounce it? What's this Yiddish here? Mitat is like to sweep. Is it like a small little nothing? Hayira is tight shrak. Help me out. Shrek. Oh, Shrek. There you go. Very good.
Scary.
Yira, very good. You are. All right. And that's the name of the movie. That ogre, right? Shrek. Okay. So Yira Kavanasa Mora. So there's it means that you need like tremendous. You need Shrek. You need a Yira. Miyad Nafal Pachad Gadol Chasidim. The tremendous fear fell upon the Chasidim. Shayusham Ad Shayu Nofal Apneim Arta. They fell to the floor. V'gam Ha'ish Hanal. That man Nafal Al Apav. He also fell onto his face. Arta Megodah Pachad. He also felt that feeling, that fear. V'Ema Shayasham. So Chasidim Amdu Miyad Al Raglam, the Chasidim stood up after a few moments of fear. They stood up and they were able to get themselves back in position. Aval Ha'ish Hanal, that man who came to visit, who was hiding for 22 years, Nishar Munach Al Ha'aretz, he remained on the ground. Migodel Ha'pachad Va'ema Shenafal Alav. He was still scared. He wasn't willing to reveal his face. V'lohaya B'Koach Lokum, he didn't have the strength to stand. V'lamod Al Raglav V'Nishar Shochev Al Ha'aretz. He was like he passed out on the ground. Kirosa Chasidim, though, when the Chasidim noticed what was going on, they lifted him from the ground. Vishkivu also alhamita, they lied him down on a bed. He didn't move. Every limb remained still. Kach shachav kol halayla. He slept that night, just in silence. V'chol hayom shel Hoshana Rabba, and the next day he just lied there, silent, still as can be. The same thing happened. He just stayed there for, it seemed like, almost 48 hours, completely still. When they saw so much time was passing, the guy wasn't moving, they thought maybe he was dead. But he didn't get any better. They got very scared. That was the son, the Beno, Rav HaKadosh Rebbe Elimelech. La'aviv, he told his father Hakadosh v'siperlo as davar ha'asun me'ish hanal. He explained to his father what had happened. V'amar Rav Hakadosh etzal levono kach makali v'hinach alav. Take my staff, place it upon him. V'lokach ben ha'Rav Hakadosh, the son took it as hamakel v'halach el ha'ish. He walked to the man who was passed out on the bed. V'niach alav v'amar lo. He placed the staff upon him and says, Avi Mori, my father, the Noam Elimelech, was Gazar Lech decreed upon you, Shetamod v'amar miyad, and he stood up. So Achash Amar Ha'ish, after he stood up, Hanal, Mi'afusa, from his passing out, Nichnas Lakodesh Pnimi, he went inside to the Noam Elimelech, who Bacha Lifnei HaRav HaKadosh Yetzal. He started to cry to the Noam Elimelech. Bimar Nefesh, with a very bitter soul. Vamar lo bezel lashon, he said, im kishereisim daf echad misefer munach al haaretz bevada harimosam. If they saw a page of Gemara on the ground, they'd certainly pick it up. So lama oye garu midaf karul al shasefer. Why they leave me down on the floor for so long? Am I any worse than a ripped piece of paper out of a sefer? Hala sakti chaf beishanim b'torah v'avoda. I've been learning for 22 years straight. Am I worse than a piece of paper? Haremosi v'amar lo harava kadosh leich l'shalom Hashem yeh bezrecha. They didn't really give an explanation. He just said, go off on your way, everything is going to be fine. But what the last line, if you turn the next page now, what this is brought down from Rabbi Yisachar Ber Mi Volbers, he explained, Mizeh nuchal lumo, we could learn from the story, Shein tachlis la'adam rachlis chaber la tzadike emes v'gam mizeh yavin mahu hayira. Our goal in life, of course, is to learn. But the ikar goal is to connect to tzaddikim, because that really brings us to Yiras Shemayim. A person could be in a room locked up for 22 years and think he's the Gadol Hador. That person lacks Yiras Shemayim. The only way to get Yiras Shemayim is through connecting to a tzaddik, such as the Noam Elimelech. As I was reading the story, it reminded me of a Gemara in Sota. Gemara in Sota talked about two Amoraim, I don't remember their names, and they were both giving a drasha in the same city. And they were giving a drasha. One guy was giving a drasha in Hilchas, or Shmaitza, the Gemara says, in Gemara, Pilpul, Lomdis, Salacha. And everyone went to the shir. And then some other guy started to give shir in Nagarata, started telling stories and Panemius and Chasidus and whatever else. And they left the shir of Halacha to go to the shir of Agarata. And the guy was very bothered by this, Chalisha Sadas. He felt very incapable and he was discouraged from learning. And there's a number of explanations how to understand that Gemara here, but this what was happening here. This guy learned for 22 years in Halacha and Lamdis and whatever he's learning there, but at the end of the day, the real following was after those who spoke to the heart, who spoke to the lev, the Agada, the Panemius. That's the real heart. Now, this is not to say, Chas v'Shalom, that we learn Chassidus and Kabbalah instead of Halacha, of course. It's supposed to be in addition to, of course, we have to learn Halacha Lamdis as the primary learning. Everything else is enhancing it. It can't be one without the other. Okay, let's look at the next piece now. The next star, this is page Tafresh Chavez. You should have that page. We just turned over the page now. So, Shemati me pek kadosh admor migarlitz zetzal v'shem Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech zechus yogenu leinu shemi she'eno misnai kashura chas v'shalom mimei alumav. This is a very, very important important mussar for all of us as we all get older, that a person who didn't act in the proper way when he was younger. He was he was a taiva like any other healthy person. He had a taiva and he wasn't able to control himself. As biba yimei azikna, when he got older, v'apiyat teva, what happens when a person gets older, they get nechlishu, they get weaker kochosav, their v'taivosav, their strong taivas are no longer strong, and it's very easy to overcome whatever taiva that means, whether it's a taiva for a expensive steak, or it's a taiva for a woman, or it's a taiva for money, or stealing, whatever the taiva is, as we get older, we get weaker. Us. Kasher roa benafsho shu mushlal milelech achar taivas nafsho, he started to realize that he wasn't really chasing after his desires anymore. As I choshev shebala madrega limos baram, he thought he got to a very high level. He said, you see, I'm a tzaddik now. My neshama disgusts very much any taiva in this world. And he attributed it to his own greatness. But it was really just a matter of just weakness of his age. Ubiroso, he started to wake up early. And he thought, I'm such a tzaddik, I'm waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to learn. He started to make the right decisions. I'm not pressing the snooze button anymore. I'm a great tzaddik. That's not the truth. You know why he's waking up anymore? He couldn't hold it in the bladder anymore. He was just too old. He had to go to the bathroom. He didn't say that, but when you get older, you sleep less. That's just what happens. Not because he's a tzaddik, because he was able to overcome his taiva of sleeping. He didn't have a taiva anymore. You only need to sleep 4 hours when you get to a certain age. The chen yuchal, the terrible thing about this is, the guy thinks he's a tzaddik. The chen yuchal, chas v'shalom, rachman al-tzlan, litos, he's going to trick himself. B'chol inyonim, ad sheyishka chas v'shalom, lasos tshuva, al-chataim she'asa ba'oda b'b'yosa. He thinks he's such a tzaddik, and therefore he has done tshuva. That's the only way he could get to this position, because he must have done tshuva properly, when in fact it's just the reality of this world. It's the nature of an old person, and he's not going to think he needs tshuva for all the sins, and he's not going to do tshuva. And v'nevar chas v'sham min ha'olam below tshuva, he's going to depart from this world without having done tshuva. So this is not a story from the Noam HaMelech, but this is a tremendous mussar, which of course we could all relate to. As we get older, our taivas weaken, but it doesn't mean we're exempt from doing tshuva and shlicha mechila v'kapara for all the avers we did up until this point. Okay, this next piece, it's found in different sources also, this next little idea, and different versions of it, but the same basic idea here about how the Noam HaMelech had passed on the torch to some of his great Talmidim, giving them some kocho, some abilities and strengths. So explains Rabbeinu, this is quoting from the Chiddush HaRim, Zetzal. Now the Chiddush HaRim, in terms of this whole chart here, I'm trying to find where he is. Here we go. I don't see it here. I'm looking under the chazal. Oh, here we go. Here we go. It's not under. It's under the Choze, but it's Rav Simcha Bar Mipshischa, then Rav Menachem Mendel Mikotsk, and then the Chiddush HaRim is after that. So he was, four generations of Talmidim from the Choze Milublin.
He learned from, but before him
his Rebbe was the Rav Menachem Mendel Mikotsk. That's what it says according to this. It could be also, it could be there is some overlap as well. It doesn't mention it here, but my knowledge is just this chart, guys. So it's limited. Okay. From the Baal Shem Tov, he was a third Talmud. And Baal Shem Tov taught the Magen Medrash, who taught Noam HaMelech. So he was a third generation Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. Exactly. Okay. Let's be careful from Shrek over here now. Now I understand. When he speaks, you guys stay quiet. Okay. So the Chiddush HaRim explains that Tal Hayaragil Lasapir Begolda Kedushasel Sher Harava Kadosh Mi Apta, the Apta Rav. He spoke of the great holiness of the Apta Rav. V'hiflig Lahal Chaye Torah Shalo, his Chiddush HaTorah Shalo, rather, speak on how great his Chiddushim were. He never in his life heard such beautiful Torahs. Kemosha Shama Azmi Piv Shal Rav Hakadosh Me'apta. He never heard such beautiful chidushim than greater than the Apta Rav. Upam Achas, one time, Kasha Yosheva Rav Tzadik. I'm not sure who that one is. Is it Tzal that Av Bezdin Pilt Slifnei Marana Kadosh Baal Sfas Emes? Is it Tzal? So Amar Lefana of Divrei Rabbeinu. So the Sfas Emes was quoting Chiddush HaRim, Zetzal Shehiflig B'Signon HaTorah Sheyatz Mipiv Sherav HaKadosh Apta. So the Sfas Emes was then talking about the greatness of the Chiddush HaTorah of the Apta Rav. Fine, many, many generations of this traveling. B'Saim Rabbeinu, Zetzal, She'in Chiddush B'Davar. He felt that whoever the Sfas Emes was talking to, he felt this was the Av Bezdin of Piltz. He wasn't so enamored by this. It wasn't such a great chiddush that the Apta Rav had such a koach. Ki Rav HaKadosh HaRebbe Rebbe Eli Melech Milijinsk Zetal Amar Pamachas. One time he said, the Shlosh Advar Mehayulanu. We have three abilities. Ayin, the ability to see. Peh, the ability to speak. Velev, and the heart, the emotions. Es Ha'ayin Masarnu L'Rebbe Itzkol Anstor, who is the Rebbe Milublin, the Choze. That he gave the ability to see. That's why it's called the Choze Milublim. We'll get to the Choze, what he saw, the Maisim that he had, his ability, his vision to see right through people. We'll see that the Choze, that's why B'nai Yisachar got the name B'nai Yisachar. He met the Choze Milublim. His name was not B'nai Yisachar. What was the B'nai Yisachar's name? Anyone know? Rebbe Elimelech. But the name of the Sefer was B'nai Yisachar. Why is it called B'nai Yisachar? Because one time he saw the Choze, and the Choze said, oh, you come from, your neshama is from the Yisachar. So that's the Sheva Yisachar. That's why he named it Bnei Yisachar. So the Choze had a certain koach to see. We'll get to that point. So it was clear that Rebbe Elimelech gave, sometimes it's called Rebbe Melech. Rebbe Melech gave the ability to see to the Choze. Ves hapeh, Masar nu Rabbi Yeshua Heschel, the apter. He gave the apter of Rabbi Yeshua Heschel. He has the ability, the peh. He was given the koach peh from Rabbi Elimelech, and for that reason, he wasn't so taken back that he had such great chiddush Torah because it came from the koach of Rabbi Elimelech. Ves halev hisharnu la'atzmenu, but the heart he kept to ourselves. He never passed on the lev to anyone else, which of course makes sense as well. The lev really has to come from within a person to really earn that, and they didn't pass it on. And they said, Maran HaVakadosh Baal Sfas Emes, Kena Yakoch El Shur HaRebbi Rebbi Melch, that was a koach he had. Sheya Tofeach Al Mas Latpiach. Tofeach Al Mas Latpiach is a language used in Gemara that when something is so wet, it has the ability to make other things wet as well. So Rebbi Elimelech was so powerful, he had the ability to remain so holy and yet pass on those kochas to others. So Kibivandai Lo Haya Kavanaso Kishkamaser Ha'ayin HaPeh Lo Nisha Koach Zeh Gamet Slo Aval Fizeh. So the question becomes, Lama Lo Maser Gamet Halev La'Echad? So why didn't he give over the lev? The Kenir Haya Zeh Iker Kavanas Mamre. That's what it means, Shelo Matza Mi Sheyuch Shalim Shelo B'chinas Halev Shelo. He just didn't find a proper Mekabel, proper kli, to carry on the lev of the Noam Elimelech. But we see the Abder Rav, we'll get to him at some point as well, he was given the koach of the peh, and the choza was given the koach of the ayin of the Noam Elimelech. Let's go now to the next page. The star here looks like this page here. It's Zimmer Maskel Rabbeinu. What time do we have here? Okay, we'll do... Yeah, let's do this story here. Maybe we'll do one final story afterwards. Rabbeinu, HaRabbi Rabbi Melech, Zuchus Yagenu Leinu, Zalcha Shedavid HaMelech Alav HaShalom, Niskale Alav B'chol Motei Shabbos HaKadosh. That every Motei Shabbos, David HaMelech would come to the house of Noam Elimelech. Kishehu Me'utar B'Kesha Aroshi. David HaMelech would show up at his house with a crown. Pam Echad, one time, Nigla Elav B'li HaKesha. He showed up without a crown. U'Kishashal Lo Rabbeinu, Tam HaDavar. Noam Elimelech asked David HaMelech why he did not have a crown. Analo, Mishum Shebechol Motei Shabbos, Shoses Akava, the coffee or the tea, Im Sukar, with sugar. Upam Hahu Shasa Beli Sukar. But this time he didn't drink with the sugar, so this, therefore he didn't have the keser. No, the coffee and tea without sugar is like David HaMelech without a keser. Now obviously there's a lot of depth to that, what that means exactly. You could go many directions with that. One is that we should enjoy candies and sugar in this world. It enhances things. We shouldn't view these things as a negative all the time. It does enhance things. But what is being pulled out of this, if you just jump to the last paragraph here, Rabbeinu, Rav Rabbi Melech, the same section here. But Rabbi Elimelech, Noam Elimelech, didn't have sugar that night. So he wasn't being oneg malka. So the Elimelech didn't have an oneg of the keser on top. You now just jump to the same section here where it says Rabbeinu, HaRebbi, Rabbi Elimelech, Zuchus Yagenu Leinu, Lo Natal Yadav L'Sudas Malav Malka. He didn't wash his hands from Malav Malka. Upam Amar Shlo Yadav Shesudas Malav Malka Gadol Kokach. He didn't know how great Malav Malka was. V'kevin Shekvar Ein La Koach B'zaknus Alital Yadav L'Sudas Malav Malka. So since he didn't have the ability anymore to wash his hands, to eat a meal, Alkein Yitzvah's Banav Achrav Shehem Yidachtiku L'Aruch Sudas Malav Malka. He didn't have, not have the ability, but he made sure that his children afterwards follow in the path of taking Malav Malka very, very seriously. People nowadays take it as a joke. We know we're so full after a full day of meal, a kiddush, a lunch, a shal shudas, we have no room for Malav Malka. But in Chassidus is a very, very beginning. Not only Chassidus, the Gra as well, we know wasn't a Chassid, the Gra was very, very makbid on Malav Malka. He in fact said he gave a tzava to his children and his Talmidim to force feed him. If he wasn't willing to feed it, to eat Matzah Shabbos, he said, I want you to force myself to eat Malav Malka on Matzah Shabbos. The idea is that Malav Malka apparently serves, did we learn this together? Maybe we did. Not with you, with Mikey, I think, maybe. It serves the back of the neck. It feeds the back of the neck. What's it called?
Loose.
The loose bone, right. The loose bone, which after the person dies and the body decomposes, that's the bone that's left for Tchiesa Mesim, where we're all going to grow from. So by us feeding it with Malav Malka, that's how that's the feeding for it. So it's a big Indian, and that's why the Chassidim take it very seriously, and that's why the Groh took it very, very seriously as well. Let's just do one final story here. Not this next star, but if you go now to the final page, I think it's top word is HaKadosh. Right, that page here, it looks like this. What's the tough
the other side of that page.
Okay, I wasn't sure I did the copies exactly. Now, you don't have the first line, but the beginning of this line, I'll tell you what happened was that the Talmidim of Noam HaElimelech wanted to be very, very careful in the observing Noam HaElimelech. This way they don't miss any moment in time. They want to watch every single step that he did. So the story goes on to the top now. HaKadosh, Rakim Atzman Yisham Shuhu, they wouldn't let any foreigner, any non-Talmud watch and serve and assist the Noam HaElimelech. So one time, Kadesh Yuchlo, I forget the one time, sorry. Kadesh Yuchlo Lakov Ba'atzman Achrei Kol HaTalochal Sava, Panhogo Sava. The Talmidim wanted to see every single move of the Noam HaElimelech HaKadosh B'chol Shal Sayimama. Every moment he was up. V'tilu b'neim garalos al chalukos ka tafkidim. They would draw lots who would get which shmira, which hour to watch over him. U'bechelkos sharav HaKadosh Baal Ma'or V'shemesh Zechus Yagen Aleinu. His chelik, his garal, his time that he was watching, nafal lahachin kos mashke cham litno. He was his job was to prepare a warm hot cup of water or something, tea or coffee, la Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech. And kodem ha'tfila, before he daven, v'shal shekodem ha'tfila, the hours before the tefila, haya ha'Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech, yoshev b'chedro, he would sit in his room, bisbodedus gemura, all by himself, meditating, thinking, u'lashim yolad isha, no human being, lo nitna rishishli, kanes elav az, no human was allowed in that room. Harav HaKadosh Baal Mor v'shemesh haya yoshev b'chedro samach, he was next door in an adjacent room. The kosa mashke muchan munach al akira was there boiling on the stovetop, nice and hot, ready to the moment the Noam HaElimelech opens the door to give him the hot water. When he opens the door up, he's bringing the water right away. So that happened, he opened the door, Rebbe HaElimelech took the cup and went back in and closed the door. He went back to sleep. The Baal HaMor HaShemesh did what he had to do when he went to sleep. He waited up the whole night. Right. He didn't go to sleep. He was up the whole night because sometimes the Noam HaElimelech would wake up in the middle of the night or open the door in the middle of the night and the Palm and Rock lift no smoke. And sometimes it would be only in the morning. You never know when he wants his water. He just wait by the door for the moment he'd open the door. So this way he could serve him immediately without having him wait. Pamachas, one time, that one time he was overtaken by sleep. He fell into not a heavy sleep, but a tardema kala, a light sleep. Where it's possible that the Noam HaElimelech could have opened up the door. When he woke up from his sleep, Nival Miyot, he got very scared, the Mor v'Shemesh. Ki chasha shema pasach ha-Rebbe yisadeles be'osam harugam k'shenirdam. He thought maybe Rebbe Elimelech opened the door while he was sleeping and he missed the chiv to bring the water. V'lo yada lashis eitzas b'naf shema yesi. He didn't know what to do. Maybe he opened the door and he's really thirsty and saw us sleeping and didn't want to bother me. Mechad gisa, from one side, gadol tzaro ad ma'od b'choshro, he was so troubled, thinking Shema b'kesh ha-Rebbe as ha-kos ha-mashke, that maybe he asked for it, v'lo kiblu b'shash nitzachlo. He was concerned maybe that he asked for the cup and he didn't give it to him. U'midach gisa, the other side, gadol ha-yamoro likanes l'cheder rabo, but to go into the room and ask if he wanted water, b'shash nitzkev azun, this time, sheba lo hehin shum yalid isha likanes shama, that no human being ever walked in. He was stuck. Maybe he's thirsty, and I missed a chance. Maybe he's not. I'm going to walk in the room, and I'm not supposed to. The kol chikech v'daito. He was really struggling with this in his mind. Adshe nisyashe v'amar lenafshu. He said to himself, "Hinei al safek, shema b'kesh ha-Rebbe es ha-kosa mashke. Maybe Rebbe really asked for water. V'lo nisativ lo, I didn't give it to him. O shema adayin lo pasach hazadelas chedru kla. Maybe he didn't open the door yet. I'm ready to danger myself to go into his room. Even though I might lose my olam hazeh and my olam haba, it was worth the mesiras nefesh for the chance that he maybe he was thirsty. That's real true Talmud. If my Rebbe is thirsty and I'm not serving it to him, so he decided to go into the room. Kasher nifla belibo hachrazu, when he came to this decision, nigash el cheder ha-Rebbe, Rebbe Elimelech, he approached the door. He approached the room. When he opened up the door, tiny crack of the door opened up. He passed out and fell to the ground. A big bang on the ground. His family came to see what was going on. They're all in the adjacent rooms, sleeping maybe. They all woke up from the big bang. They asked why he passed out. The Heshivi responded, Kitekav Kashir Pasach Hasadalas. When I opened up that door, Ra as a Rabbi Elimelech, Shu Shoche Bamita, I saw he was lying on a bed, but the Mita Mriachefes Ba'avir, that bed was floating in the air. The Samachlo next to him, Omed Ish Gava Koma, a person with a big stance, standing tall, Behem Midabram Zemzed, they were talking, Ubeis Diburam, when they were speaking, Yotzim Mipiem Lapide Esh Bechopam, fire was coming from their mouths. Rabbi Elimelech with some random individual who's in the room. V'chol ha'cheder mali esh saviv, and there's fire dancing around the two chavrusas. Tamidov shel Rabbi Elimelech hayu ragilim l'shalo kol ma shiratzu l'shmoa. Now the tamidim of the Rabbi Elimelech were not shy at all. They were not bashful. Any question they had, they would ask. So they asked him the question. V'bolos hayom that day, v'shas ha'suda during the meal, bikshu sheyomer lehem ma haya v'cheder b'oso boker v'shaos shelofnei atfila. They wanted to know what was going on in that room, in that morning, that early morning, shemitasa richva ba'avir, that their bed was floating, his bed was floating, v'cheder haya mukaf v'eishin, was surrounded by fire, heishiv Rabbi Elimelech, haloze haya Avram avino lavasham, dibarnu odos keta noam elimelech. We're learning a piece from the noam elimelech, and that's who he's learning with every single morning. This is the individual we're talking about. This is the great tzaddik who really went on to pass on and create other tremendous rebbeim and rebbes to create dynasties of chassidus. So next week, I'm not sure if we're going to do another rebbe or maybe we'll go through some of his Torahs, chidushim. I'll decide over the week. But we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Oh, yeah.